You're listening to How Did You Scale That? The show where we dive into what's worked for entrepreneurs who have made over seven figures in their business. Whether it's a tactic, a marketing campaign, a sales system, or something ridiculously simple, this is the show where we unpack it and give it to you to help you grow your six-figure business into a seven-figure business and beyond. I'm Luis Diaz. Now let's meet our guests for today. Ken, thank you so much for jumping on with me on How Do You Scale That, man. So this is a fun topic because besides our mutual friend, Andy, there really isn't anyone I know in this industry. And there's definitely not anyone I know with a better name than the Grasshole System. So I'm curious to dive in and figure out how you scaled this. And also just tell me a little bit more about, like, you know, Grasshole Corporation. I know you're the founder of it, but yeah, man, thanks for being here. And I want to dive into kind of like where it all started.
Awesome, Luis. Awesome. Thanks for having me. And yeah, I love Andy, the sprinkler nerd, aka sprinkler nerd.
Yep.
You know, I was sitting on my lanai and I came up with this idea. There must be a better way to protect your sprinkler heads. Now, I have the classic cement donuts. It's like, you know what? One donut sinks, then you throw another one on top so you still have the protection. Mm-hmm. And those two start sinking, then you throw another one. It's like, there must be a better way than this. to be a better way than this. So what I did, I started just making paper prototypes. It's like, okay, this is kind of cool. And some scissors, some paper. And it's like, okay, let me make some cardboard, which are a little more rigid. It's like, all right, I think I need to go to the next step here. I ran to Lowe's. I grabbed some PVC piping and a plastic kind of flexible shower material.
Okay.
And of course, a bunch of crazy glue. So I started making a disc because I want to prevent the grass from growing over the sprinkler head. But at the same time, I want a tube to keep the weed whackers protected, keep the sprinkler head protected from the weed whackers and lawnmowers. Also, it serves as a purpose so the sprinkler head doesn't move. It stays up and down.
Yeah.
Up and down. So I started making some prototypes and went through a bunch of green spray paint. It's because I wanted the green. And, you know, I had all different size discs. So I take my buddies to lunch. It's like, what do you think of this one? What do you think of this? Ken, you need to make it narrower. Then we finally came up with the right size of the disc. And then I started, it's like, I wanted veteran made. Where can I find a veteran manufacturer? And in my search, I went to a few manufacturers, and because I wanted to have these customized, it's like, how many molds do I have? Because if it's near your driveway or sidewalk, you're going to need a pie shape or a half moon or something like that.
That's true.
And through these travels, I come up with the idea, and it's like, well, let's put some perforations on the bottom of the disc. So you have over 1,200 different configurations. But at the end of the day, I did find a veteran manufacturer right up the road from me, 3 miles. And so that was fantastic. So I'm sitting here. I just had sold a commercial plumbing company that I was involved with. Mm-hmm. And I started focusing on this. Here it is, October. So I finally, I found the manufacturer and right up the road. And now let's start making a prototype.
Right.
And we kind of went through some different materials, nylon and so forth. And we wound up with an ABS natural plastic and we just added the green colorant. So even with that one prototype, I wanted them stackable. So I could stack, 10 in a box.
I see. But, okay. Got it.
But that yeah, the sense. Fact of the matter. So after we built the first prototype, I go, well, the hole is not big enough. So I run over to Lowe's and I bought every sprinkler head that was on the market. I go, this one fits, this one don't. So that changed the whole box. I had it like a smaller box. I had to make the box bigger, but we had to open up the draft bigger. So we could only stack 2, 5, and 5 and put them together and fit them in a box. But these are some of the things you learn along the way. I had sent my CAD drawings to China to build the mold, I wouldn't have got back what I wanted.
No,
I would have been stuck. I would have been spending, hundreds of thousands of dollars on a what am I going to do with it? How am I going to package this monster thing? but the stackability, I mean, it has the same draft like, what do you call it, like a solo cup, how they stack.
Gotcha. You can raise it up a little higher so I can, so people, and this is audio, but people can see it. So it's basically, so these,
The perforations.
Yep.
So you got over 1,200 configurations. Now, if you don't want to see the disc, that's fine. You just cut around and you have a little square.
Perfect.
But I also put perforations on the side just in case for smaller sprinkler heads. They are out there. So you got these little knockouts, half inch, three quarter, and full inch. Mm-hmm. But also you could use these if you're hardwiring solar lights in your, or lights in your yard, that you could use these, or protect your solar lights, because the solar lights have a little plastic stick that goes in the ground.
Right.
After a while, the sun, we live in Florida. We know what happened to
sun
plastic.
Decimates them.
Windshield wiper blades, they're gone in a couple months. So this actually has a UV deterrent in there as well. I haven't maximized. I think, you know, the last 10 years, I don't put any guarantee on the longevity.
Yeah.
But I'm going to say, you know, easy 5 years, if not longer.
Got it. So I want to walk through with you, King. This is a new product. You mentioned October of last year.
October of 2020? Yeah.
Okay, so a few years.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah,
okay.
I've been on the market for 2 years as of May 1st of this year.
Got it. Okay, so for 2 years, and this is, you've grown this pretty darn fast from kind of our conversations. And I'm curious to walk through. You had this idea, you're making paper prototypes, you know, using stuff from Lowe's. Walk me through, you get the manufacturer. How do you start to get distribution for something like this? I mean, I'm coming from the digital product side. So the physical product side for me is completely different and new.
So obviously in between making all the prototypes, it's like, okay, we know we're going to do this. And it's getting trademarks done, filing for patents, getting the resale license with the state of Florida for sales tax. And in between making the prototypes with the actual manufacturer, I mean, I went from 0 to 200 miles an hour and got this all done within 5 months. And people are like,
wow.
I come from the public accounting background, but I'm more than just a bean counter. So I understand. But the key was, we set up a website. We did the sales on the website. I didn't really get into Amazon until later of 2021, about October.
Okay.
But obviously, people love Amazon.
Yeah. Yeah. And
I mean, my sales in 2022 increased almost 300%.
Was that through Amazon mainly, or
through Amazon, or? And there's with the My Store, Michael Lindell's My Store, my website, but the, you know, obviously about 90% of the sales come through Amazon, you know, and Amazon was a struggle getting that set up, getting the Grasshole name branded, and finding the right team to put together. Mm-hmm. I don't know how many marketing firms that I just said, you're fired, you're fired, you're fired. And, you know, everybody talks that they're an expert. If you tell me you're an expert, you better be. I don't mind paying you for your service, but if you tell me you're an Amazon expert and I have to babysit the babysitter, you're fired.
Yeah.
So Amazon is the big one. But again, they take a bulk of your sales. They'll take 30. They take 30 plus percent from each sale.
Wow. It's a lot. It's a lot on a physical product, too, with shipping and manufacturing. I mean, it's.
Right. And, you know, thankfully, my manufacturer lets us go in there and box up everything, put it on pallets. And, you know, the trucking people will come and then ship it right up to Amazon.
Got it. So that's quite a process. I want to dig into really, how are you getting traffic before you got on to Amazon? Obviously, Amazon's, the gasoline on the fire. But in that first, we got the website up. Now we're trying to get traffic to. Are you sending people there physically? Are you running ads? What was it in those beginning days?
Well, I set up Grasshole on Amazon, on LinkedIn, Grasshole on Facebook, and my character's name Angus McGrath. So I don't have a Facebook Ken Kwiatkowski, but I have an Angus McGrath out there, and he's kind of like, we created him. He's like our Geico lizard. And I did create a whiteboard, but we fully have an animated because I had to put that on the side because of money, time, and energy. Yeah. Where do I need to spend it? Currently, right now, re-strategize everything. I want to remain on Amazon. However, I want to grow the company vertically. Everybody says, go to this. There's so many other resellers out there. Why am I packaged up everything that you're going to resell and I'm sending to your people? That doesn't make any sense. I make more profit, which helps support a lot of veterans organizations if people buy up my website.
Got it. So the incentive is to using like, so your incentive or main focus is like with the website, if you buy from there, you're going to be able to help and support veterans, which is not going to happen, I presume, through Amazon.
I still do. Okay. It's just the nature of the beast. Help support 941 vets, SRQ vets, Veteran Ranch, which I'm a board member of, Heal Corp, which I'm a founding member of. That's more humanitarian work. Then locally, also the Sarasota BMX track and the Joey Powers Leukemia Project. And those are different stories in itself.
Right. I've got some people to introduce you then in the veteran space who are doing some really cool things for supporting veterans. So definitely have to talk about that offline.
Absolutely.
So Grasshole. I mean, the funny thing is, like, I remember these donut holes in my, these cement, like donuts in my yard.
Donuts.
I remember throwing them at people, like, yeah, friends. We do crazy stuff with them. Uh-huh. You know, break them, or we like end up like, you know, losing them sometimes. So it's interesting how you built a product around and solved a problem. Were there other people coming to you, or is it just like your own, like, you scratching your own itch around like, there's got to be a better way? Or did you hear other complaints from other people like in your network?
Well, it was always a complaint from other people, but I was really scratching my own itch. And it's like, if I need it, the problem is it's all over. And cement donuts, they could only last. You take one out of the ground that's been in there a couple of years, you throw it on the ground, it's just going to disintegrate.
Yeah.
And the problem with them breaking up, if you have landscapers and so forth, you know, those broken pieces will go up into the blade and jam the blade. You just spun a bearing. It just costs your landscaper $1,200 to get his lawnmower fixed.
Right. Yeah. So with these, I'm going to be a little bit of a product nerd now. With these, let's just say that happens, doesn't distribute, doesn't do as much damage or any damage to the lawnmower or anything like that, or how's that
No,
work?
I mean, I sit there, I've weed whacked the hell out of these. I do have a landscaper that comes through. Now, they got 100 lawns to do. You think they're going to worry about your sprinkler heads? Heck no. So I got 50 more lawns to do. It's going to rain. It's like, I got to get through this. So they're doing what they can. And this is why if their lawnmower blade hits it, it's not, you didn't install this right. But there are dips and so forth where the blade will come down. So you're going to hit the plastic. So the plastic maybe shears off a little, but still you're protecting the sprinkler head, which sits, you know, I tell people put it like a half inch below the top of the lip.
Okay. Got it. All right, good. So way better for both the lawnmower, like the landscaper, as well as the person, the property owner, when it comes
absolutely
to that.
So. Absolutely. You don't have gushers coming up when your sprinklers go off. And we see this going down the road all too often. It's like, well, and we talk about water conservation. What a no-brainer.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. Yeah, let me tell you. There was a fire hydrant opened in my neighborhood the other day, and I'm just like, oh, this is tons of water all over the world, the road. I'm just like, how is this? This is not helpful right now. But I remember going down my lane and seeing, you know, a broken water head or sprinkler head. Just, yeah, looking like a fountain out there. So I want to pivot back to this. I'm zigzagging all over the place, but I want to pivot back to Amazon. Is there any marketing you're doing for your Amazon listing to increase it? Have you tried stuff in the past? What's worked? What hasn't for you guys?
Well, it's really coming down. You got to play with their analytics. And I found a guy over in British Columbia, Canada. And so we're going through and adding A+ content, keyword search, negative word search, and running a couple different campaigns and trying to optimize the keywords because they have, you know, bidding wars with certain words. And so you understand. And Amazon makes it very complex if you're not in it every day. I had the biggest problem. We were trying, and it's still an ongoing issue. My retail box has Grasshole on it. Grasshole is branded. Grasshole's registered with the U.S. Patent Office. And for some reason, in their A-plus content, when they run their AI, artificial intelligence, to scan through, they keep on picking up A-hole.
Yeah, yeah.
I bet. And so we actually had a block out on the retail box, which is displayed on Amazon, how to take out the word grasshole on there. And yeah, any reference to grasshole, we put sprinkler protection or sprinkler guard just to get that A-plus content. But I, at this time of year, you know, I'm doing well over, I don't know, between $1,000 and $2,000 a day in sales.
Nice. That's awesome. And do you think that's, and just from your, as an owner standpoint, do you think that's just people organically typing in, like, you know, sprinkler protection system or sprinkler protect cover for my sprinklers? Or is it this A-plus content that you think is working or something else?
Well, it's a combination of everything. And actually, you know, with some keywords, my product pops up and people are maybe researching that, but they're buying mine.
Got it. Right. Right.
Because there is no sprinkler. I look at some of the cement donuts out there and plastic donuts. Yeah. That's a big one. That it's garbage. And right, I look how they're made and what they charge for them. It's like, here's a quality product, veteran-owned, veteran-manufactured right here in Bradenton. And it's like, the other stuff I look, this is garbage. And I see it at Lowe's, and what they want for it is just, I like the plastic donuts. It's like I say in one of my videos, probably makes a good Frisbee in a hurricane, but that's as useful as it should be.
Yeah. Got, yeah. Okay. That's all right. That totally makes sense. Go ahead.
So right now my strategy is I brought on a team of guys out of California, actually meeting with them next week. We're actually focusing on growing B2B.
Interesting.
B2B. I got a new SEO team that's going to drive more traffic to my website. I have all the keywords that work on Amazon that we're going to use in with the Google Analytics.
Right.
It should blow it right out. Work it with my manufacturer so I don't have to sit here, pack up boxes, run up to UPS, which is less than a mile from my house. But
yeah,
the point is that if the manufacturer and UPS picks up right there, it's hands off.
Yeah. Yeah. That's awesome. That would be an amazing feat. And then I like what you're doing. So you're moving into, obviously you've got Amazon working really well, but you're moving into creating SEO content for the website so that you're driving more organic leads that are going to buy ideally from your website and not from Amazon. So you could probably collect an email address, market to them in that way as well. And then hopefully not the part ways with 30% of your revenue.
Right. But keep that Amazon going. Yes, I will continue. Absolutely. People very comfortable with buying on Amazon.
Yeah. Changing.
Yeah. I just have to research every once in a while. I have to pull up Grasshole, and sometimes these people buy my product. And for instance, I had a headache. I had a reseller. Somebody bought my product and they were reselling via Walmart online.
Wow. I didn't know you could do that.
And they were reselling it for $30 more a box.
Wow.
And I called my attorneys and they found a link for me to register a complaint infringement because they were using all my illustrations, which are all copyrighted.
Right. Yeah, you can't.
And they're using them all without my express written consent.
Yeah.
And that's, I mean, it was from Friday. I didn't get it resolved till yesterday.
Oh, wow.
But this causes a lot of agita. It's like what Walmart did, they just disconnected the link. You could pull up Grasshole on Walmart, picture's still there, but right, you go to click the link and they got rid of that.
Got it. Well, that's good to hear. So yeah, protecting your brand also sounds like it's going to be a big, or it's continuing to be, as you get bigger, people are going to try and copy you or rip you off or things like that. My thought would be that the SEO content and having a higher Google rank, Google domain authority, you know, yes, what I mean, that's definitely going to help people realize what's real and what's fake. Besides the SEO, are you guys doing anything with email or anything like that? You mentioned growing through B2B is going to be the main focus. So
yeah, we're going to create the backlinks for people who go to my website that we could send out an email. Hey, you left your shopping cart unattended.
Right.
Do you want to still continue to buy? And I get these when I look at products. It's like, well, I don't really want it, or I want it, but I don't have my credit card with me. So we're creating those backlinks, and I got to go find my Gmail account because they want to reconnect that as well with Google to increase the rankings there. I also have a YouTube channel as well, and we'll be shooting a new video on Monday, actually at my house here, and just kind of taking the videos, kind of the same format as my videos.
Right.
And just kind of showing the reinstallation, because all the videos shot on my website, I did them on my iPhone.
Hey, I'm looking at them now. They look pretty good. You know, just got to make sure you turn that camera horizontal. And I think everything else is pretty darn good. So,
well, it was cheaper than going through Kevin Harrington and spending $28,000 on CNES on TV.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. You know? Exactly.
And unfortunately, he lives right up the road from me, too. I always ask him, let's go to lunch. And it's like his sons are really running the company now. So it's kind of, you know, with me and other veterans, I try to give them a hand up with their corporate structure. I come from the big five accounting world, setting up corporations for them, advising them what to do. And I don't charge them anything. It's about helping people in this world. Mm. So, and like you're doing with me in this podcast.
Yeah. Well, this is fun. I enjoy talking to people who have just built some really cool products and doing some really cool things. I'm curious about the content on YouTube. It seems like this would be a really good product to do a lot of demos, do a lot of like how to and a lot of things outside. Are you focused on doing that in the future, or what's kind of the, I mean, B2B?
With these new SEO guys, yes, we're working on obviously posting more blogs, not just about grass and grass hole and irrigation. Hey, let's get ready. Hurricane season's coming up. Do you got backup batteries? You got water? Yeah. I mean, I'm prepared. I don't know about you. I mean, we have two Rubbermaid things full of supplies. One's all the candles, the batteries and stuff like that. Other one's dry goods.
Yeah.
Thankfully, we just put in all new impact windows, so I ain't putting up any more plywood.
Game changer. Yeah. Living in Florida, I know how that is. Yeah. I put up those shutters.
Huge. I'm too old to be crawling up and down a ladder.
Right. Right. Yeah. Once you get those impact windows, it's so much better. Yeah. I think my parents got them a few years ago and they're like, thank God. So
we're looking to do more insightful things, you know, about hurricane preparedness, you know, maybe vehicle repairs, just not all about grass and grass holes and irrigation. So, you know, and maybe things on some of the veteran things that I support, the veteran ranch and so forth.
Yeah. I think in what I've seen is in similar brands, having that core content around the main product and your main expertise domain, like irrigation, and then be slowly expanding out. I think that's a really, really good play, as long as you have enough like kind of core content around like who you guys are and why people come to you in the first place. I'm curious on the B2B side. So is the goal, I'm asking you for curiosity, is the goal to attract people like, let's just say, like Walmart or major corporations like that to sell and get in front of those, get in those stores, or is it through smaller other types of outdoor stores or whatnot?
They're gonna structure around some of the big box stores, your Lowe's, your Home Depot's, your True Values, your Ace Hardware's. And also I've been working with a lot of distributors, and I have some meetings in Chicago, I think, next month, with some major distributors, and we'll see where it goes. But my goal is to get a licensing agreement with one or two of these people. Mm. If somebody wants an exclusive, obviously the terms need to be met. They need to buy so many per year. Now, if they want to go ahead and produce them themselves, I'm fine with that. I prefer it be manufactured in the U.S. because I do have on my grass holes made in Bradenton, Florida, right on the disc.
Yeah.
I wouldn't really want to be putting made in China, kind of defeats the purpose. But, you know, and that's the thing. I mean, it is cheaper if I went to China and made it.
Right.
But do I really want to do that? And my wife goes, Ken, it's veteran owned. Why would you want to go make a product in China if it's veteran owned? She goes, it's like buying an American flag to put outside. It's made in China. Do you really want that, Ken?
Yeah.
I mean, it's a rhetoric, kind of like the rhetoric of no.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Doesn't make any sense.
No, exactly. Exactly.
So my profits aren't as high as they should be if I made it in China versus I'm making it here. I'm just trying to make a statement for all the rest of the people that you need to bring back your manufacturing to the US.
Yeah. I think a lot of people find that commendable. And I think a lot of people will want to get behind that. And in similar brands that I've seen do that, it's like the beginning years are never, they're never like as profitable as they could be, but the long tail of it is way better than if you go shortcut route, right? So
that's like the floor mat people, you know, I can't even remember the name, and they make the cups for your iPhone. Right. I mean, that's all made in the USA. And I know they struggled with it and finding the right people and getting decent pricing on raw materials to build their product.
Yeah. Yeah.
But what kind of hurt was when all the oil prices went up because we stopped drilling. Obviously, what's plastic made out of? Petroleum.
Yep. Yeah, that definitely hurts if you have a plastic product. Is there anything in your mind that you're excited for in the future? I know you mentioned you have some really cool meetings set up. You've got a lot of things going on with these new teams you're building and you're putting together, which is really, really cool to see you kind of do the SEO and the organic content. Anything else in the time horizon right now, Ken, that you're excited about with this brand?
Well, actually, I'm coming up with a new thing for my northern people north of the Mason-Dixon line that have cold and inclement weather, winter, to winterize your grass holes.
Got it.
And your sprinkler heads with a protective cover.
Got it.
Something simple. Hey, you're shedding off your irrigation for the winter. All right, put these covers on. It'll keep the snow and the ice out of it and the hail. And so it doesn't expand and contract and break your sprinkler head. And so that is coming out. I'm introducing that at the National Lawn and Garden Show in Chicago. On June 12th, 13th, and 14th. So I'll be in the Chicago area over at the Crown Plaza. And so come and see Angus.
I love it.
And
very cool.
I actually, in one of my original prototypes, I built a kind of a game thing. Put your grass holes in the ground and go play nine holes around your house.
That definitely should serve to be a YouTube video. That would be an interesting one to see.
So that'll be an add-on, and I'll probably introduce that maybe later in the fall for Christmas for people to buy. I'll have those little plastic golf balls.
Yeah.
And I'll have little Angus on there.
Yeah.
Little Angus flags, 1 through 9, and the little thing that you put right on top of the grass hole, and you go pitch and putt 9 holes. But honey, I'm working in the yard.
Yeah. Oh, let me know about that one. My dad would appreciate that one for sure. So cool. Ken, where can people know more about what you do, what you're up to with Grass Hole, and what's the best place for people to find you?
Best place. I mean, you can find me on LinkedIn under Grass Hole, but the best place really is going to my website, www.grassholesystem.com. Again, www.grassholesystem.com. There are emails there if you need to contact me directly. I try not to give out my phone number because half the time I don't know who's calling.
Yeah.
Anyways, at least email, it's not right? About a car warranty these days.
Yeah.
Camp Lejeune's kind of simmered down, so I'm not getting any more of those calls.
Yeah. Well, cool. Thanks so much, Ken, for being on. I appreciate it. I enjoyed to hear kind of your journey and also how you're growing the brand. So you got some exciting things come up. So thanks for being here.
Yeah, happy to share this, and I'm happy to share it with anybody if they want to talk more.
Love it.
You're listening to How Did You Scale That? The show where we dive into what's worked for entrepreneurs who have made over 7 figures in their business. Whether it's a tactic, a marketing campaign, a sales system, or something ridiculously simple, this is the show where we unpack it and give it to you to help you grow your 6-figure business into a 7-figure business and beyond. I'm Luis Diaz. Now let's meet our guests for today.